Welcome back to the Crypto Daily. Today we're diving into some interesting developments in the crypto world. Alchemy Pay, a crypto payment provider, just announced its plan to launch its own Layer 1 blockchain. Joining us to unpack this and more is blockchain analyst Mark. Mark, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here. It's definitely a bold move from Alchemy Pay, especially considering the current landscape.
Absolutely. So tell us more about this Alchemy chain. Why would a payment provider venture into creating its own blockchain?
Well, Alchemy Pay says it's to support its growing needs, which makes sense when you consider their recent integration with Samsung Pay. They're aiming for large-scale business applications, and a dedicated blockchain gives them more control and potentially lower costs in the long run.
Interesting. They're building on Solana's architecture, right? What's the significance of that?
Choosing Solana's VM is strategic. Solana has a reputation for high throughput and low fees, which aligns with Alchemy Pay's goal of seamless fiat and crypto integration for everyday transactions. It's a clear attempt to compete in the speed and scalability arena.
And they're promising fiat payments for gas fees, which is quite unique. Do you think that's sustainable?
It's ambitious, for sure. It could attract users intimidated by crypto, but the conversion mechanisms and regulatory hurdles will be interesting to watch. It could be a game changer if they pull it off.
So, Hong Kong's financial scene is buzzing, this time with HKEX launching its own digital asset index. What's your take on this, particularly the timing coinciding with the SFC's crypto licensing push?
It's definitely more than a coincidence. This synchronized approach signals Hong Kong's clear intention to become a major player in the digital asset space. The index provides a benchmark for investors, while the licensing aims to build a robust and regulated crypto ecosystem.
Interesting. It seems like a two-pronged strategy. Do you think it'll be enough to attract institutional investors who are still wary of the crypto market's volatility?
It's a good start. The EU benchmarks regulation compliance adds credibility, and the involvement of a major institution like HKEX lends legitimacy to the asset class. This could be a tipping point for institutional investors who've been waiting on the sidelines for clearer regulatory guidelines and reliable market indicators.
Moving on to legal battles and regulatory updates, we saw the release of a Binance executive in Nigeria. What are your thoughts on this case and its implications?
It's a significant development, highlighting the complex and evolving relationship between governments and crypto businesses. While the official reason cited Gambarian's non-senior role, the reports about his health and the potential political pressure shouldn't be ignored. This case underscores the need for greater regulatory clarity and international cooperation in the crypto space.
Absolutely. And speaking of legal battles, Ripple filed an appeal against the SEC ruling on XRP institutional sales. Do you see this going anywhere?
It's a bold move by Ripple, challenging the very core of the SEC's argument. Requesting a de novo review suggests they believe there were errors in the court's interpretation of the Howey test. This appeal could have far-reaching consequences for the classification of crypto assets in the U.S.
Definitely one to watch. Meanwhile, Denmark is considering a new bill to tax unrealized crypto gains. What are your thoughts on this approach?
It's a controversial topic. While it aims to simplify taxation, taxing unrealized gains could deter long-term investment and innovation in the crypto space. The Danish Tax Law Council's recommendation reflects the growing global trend of governments grappling with how to effectively regulate and tax this emerging asset class.
This is interesting. Oneinch, the DeFi platform, has teamed up with the Bruce Lee Family Company for a campaign called Take Crypto Serious Lee. They're aiming to use Bruce Lee's legacy to make DeFi more mainstream. What do you make of this unusual pairing?
It's definitely an attention-grabbing move. On the surface, DeFi and Bruce Lee might seem like an odd couple. But if you think about it, there are some interesting parallels. Lee was all about efficiency, precision, and challenging the status quo, qualities that resonate with the ethos of DeFi. This campaign could be a clever way to reach a wider audience and challenge the perception of crypto as purely speculative.
Right. And Oneinch's co-founder, Sergej Kunz, has even said this partnership has been years in the making. They see this as more than just a marketing gimmick. they're planning a whole ad campaign around the Seriously slogan, aiming to change the narrative around crypto.
It'll be interesting to see how they navigate that narrative, especially given the regulatory scrutiny on DeFi right now. Kunz himself acknowledges the need for greater clarity and standards in the space. It seems like they're trying to position One Inch, and by extension, DeFi as a whole, as being pro-regulation, but not at the expense of stifling innovation.
It's a tightrope walk, for sure. But if they can pull it off, this Bruce Lee partnership could be a masterstroke in making DeFi more approachable and understandable for the average person. So, let's talk altcoins. There's been a lot of buzz about a potential alt season on the horizon. Some analysts are pointing to a few key signals, like Bitcoin's dominance potentially waning and the total two market cap holding strong. What's your take on this?
Well, it's definitely an exciting time for altcoin enthusiasts. We're seeing some interesting technical indicators, like total two holding above that long-term trendline support. That's a bullish sign. And if Bitcoin dominance starts to decline, that could free up capital to flow into altcoins.
Right, and we're seeing that Bitcoin dominance is still quite high, but some analysts believe it's about to take a tumble. What do you think is driving that sentiment?
It's a combination of factors. Some investors might be looking to diversify their portfolios after Bitcoin's recent rally. Others might be anticipating increased institutional interest in altcoins, especially with Ethereum's successful merge and the growth of DeFi.
That makes sense. But we also have to acknowledge that altcoin markets are notoriously volatile. What advice would you give to listeners who are considering dipping their toes into altcoins?
Absolutely. Volatility is part of the game, especially with altcoins. My advice would be to do your research, understand the technology and the team behind a project, and never invest more than you can afford to lose. It's also crucial to have a clear investment strategy and stick to it, even when the market gets bumpy. So Lugano, Switzerland gets its very own Satoshi statue. It's interesting to see how cities are trying to cement their place in the crypto world, even with symbolic gestures like this.
Right? It's definitely a statement piece, although this one sounds a bit more abstract than the bronze one in Budapest. The artist, Valentina Pacozzi, designed it so you can only see Satoshi clearly from the side. Head on, he practically disappears.
It's like she's trying to capture the enigmatic nature of Satoshi himself, always present in the Bitcoin ecosystem, yet always just out of reach.
Exactly. And the fact that it's temporary and will eventually have a permanent home somewhere else in the city keeps people guessing. It's almost performance art. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Crypto Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and analysis from the world of crypto.